Thanks, Michael. Leading the news this morning, Campbell Newman will be sworn in as Queensland Premier today. His deputy Jeff Seeney and Treasurer Tim Nicholls will also be sworn in as an interim cabinet. The former Premier, Anna Bligh, is resigning from Parliament, with Labor reduced to as few as 7 seats. Sydney police say they're investigating the shooting of a man by one of its officers at a busy shopping centre. The man was shot during a scuffle with a policeman at the Westfield shopping centre at Parramatta late yesterday. Police allege the man had been involved in an armed robbery and had stolen two cars. The US President Barack Obama has warned North Korea it could face further sanctions if it goes ahead with plans to launch a long-range missile. Mr. Obama has visited the demilitarized zone ahead of a global summit in South Korea to discuss nuclear security. World leaders, including the Prime Minister Julia Gillard, are gathering for the talks. The brother of the man who killed 7 people in southern France has been arrested on suspicion he helped plan the attacks. Abdelkader Mara has been charged with criminal conspiracy, but he's denied the allegations. The British Prime Minister David Cameron has condemned a former Conservative Party official who offered high-level access to the government for money. The Conservatives' co-treasurer Peter Craddas was recorded by undercover reporters offering access to the Prime Minister for a $370,000 donation.